American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studio. How the heck are you today? Welcome inside. If you're watching on the Facebook stream, the live stream, appreciate it very much. Thanks for being in here today. I want to apologize for just not getting everything done in time for the live stream yesterday. As you can tell, if you're watching the show, you can see we've got some different setups in here. And that's what I've been testing over the last few days that required me not to be able to stream live. But everybody watching or listening on radio got the program with no problems whatsoever. Welcome inside the GunBroker.com studios with me. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. And all of this is being presented to you by X Insurance. No third-party membership stuff here. X is your policy written for you in your name by an AM Best A-rated carrier. Check them out, xinsurance.com. Get your quote. Many have. I've got my policy through them, and we'll talk about it later in the broadcast. A lot happening. This is the final Friday. Can you believe this? This is the final Friday before the nation's most important election, and it absolutely is the nation's most important election. Let's tell you, if there's tension across the country, you know that, I know that. This is not new. I'm going to tell you right now that there's going to be violence, and there could be, in certain places, extreme violence that we've not seen on American city streets before. That could very well happen, regardless of the outcome of the election. How concerned are retailers? Walmart today is removing guns and ammunition from display cases in every single U.S. store due to, quote unquote, current civil unrest. I want you to think about that for just a moment. Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, is removing all guns and all ammunition from every single store in the United States of America today. And I quote their reason, due to current civil unrest. Let that sink in for just a moment. Let that sink in. What's the implication? What's the ramification? It's pretty self-explanatory. The nation's largest retailer they're not pulling it in their stores in Philadelphia, Seattle. I'm sure they already have, Minneapolis, Chicago, but they're pulling them in your neighborhood. Walmart is pulling ammunition and firearms from its store shelves, every single U.S. store. Now, why would they do that for every single U.S. store? I don't know. I guess what Walmart has said is, you know what? Let's just do it. Let's not pick and choose our fights. Let's make it simple. Every store out, because Walmart management apparently expects violence outside areas we've currently seen violence. What do you think about that? I can't tell you. I don't have a crystal ball. I can tell you there's going to be violence across America's city streets. We know that already. It's been threatened. It's happening. We're seeing it in Philadelphia now. Why are we seeing it in Philadelphia? Who the hell knows? The guy was rightfully shot by the cops when he was attacking the police officers with a knife. If you attack and charge police officers with a knife, you can expect to be shot. It's pretty much that simple. Even the attorney for the family has made it very clear that the cops should not be prosecuted. Why? Because he's seen the video. He's seen the video. So what does he say about it? Well, he looks at the video. He says, I can't go out there. I mean, it was a legitimate shoot. Your son was attacking them. So what are they saying now? Well, the cops should have known he had mental problems. Let me tell you something. If somebody's coming at you with a knife, you don't have time for a psychological analysis. The individual coming at you with a knife, you can automatically assume has mental problems, and he's trying to kill you. He's coming at you with a knife. Assumption made. Boom. Pow. Pop, pop, pop goes the nine. Okay? They're justified in shooting. It was a good shoot is what it's called in terms. A good shoot. And the attorney knows it. So what does he say? He says, the cops were mistrained. They need to be trained in other ways. Let me tell you something. I want my cops trained in a way that if someone is coming at them with a knife, that they fire on that individual and end the threat. Pre-George Floyd, that would have been okay. And it doesn't matter if the individual is black or white, red, green, yellow, alien from another planet. It doesn't make any difference. If you attack law enforcement, you can expect to be shot. Act accordingly. It's pretty much that simple. Boy, oh boy, I tell you, we're going to move quick today, okay? Lots of things to talk about. Jeopardy. There was I kid you not, you cannot make this stuff up. A Jeopardy question. I can pull the audio up. You won't be able to hear the audio because of the way the boards are connected, but AR, it was weapons. Let me see if I can pull this up without looking at the video here for you, maybe even do it. The category was weapon types. The category was weapon types. Let me go ahead and just knock my mute off here so you don't get it. Bolt action, or also called modern sporting. Bolt action, or also called modern sporting. Bolt action, AR, also called modern sporting. And the response was assault rifle. No, that's AR's Armalite rifle. Bolt action, AR, also called modern sport rifle. It's Armalite rifle, not assault rifle. Jeopardy gets it wrong. Millions of Americans see it and think AR stands for assault rifle, and it does not. It stands for Armalite rifle. And yet again, this is what we have to put up with every day. Again, moving quickly. In the bottom three quarters of this hour, I'm going to go through Biden's plan with you today. We're going to cover as much of it as we can. Believe it or not, the rest of this hour will not leave enough time to cover all of Biden's gun control agenda. So we're going to go through the most important key issues, what you need to know. But before we start doing that, there was a statement today from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, Foundation President, CEO Joe Bartosi. Joe's a great guy. He shared the stage with us at the GRPC. He's a wonderful guy. Due to the recent rise in COVID-19 cases throughout the world, National Shooting Sports Foundation, the Firearm Industry Trade Association, today makes the difficult announcement that the 2021 SHOT Show has been canceled. NSSF has remained in constant communication with Nevada officials throughout the year in our planning for the 2021 show. While there has been a concerted effort to expand the allowable levels for large gatherings by the county and state, with positivity rates peaking during our key planning period, we have made the difficult decision to cancel the 2021 show. Sadly, these spikes are currently transpiring worldwide, given the sheer complexities, diminishing timeline, and immense logistical planning required to conduct a trade show as large as SHOT. NSSF simply could not move forward at this point with so many unknowns and variables. We truly appreciate, they say, the guidance of Nevada and Las Vegas officials in allowing us to communicate this news to our exhibitors and attendees well in advance. So what does that mean relative to SHOT? That's a big deal. That's the largest firearms industry trade show in the world, and it's not going off. What's getting ready to happen is the NSSF is positioning 2022 to be unlike any shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show that's ever been held. I can tell you that with certainty. They claim that it will undoubtedly be the best in the industry's history, and they are looking forward to bringing the entire community together again at SHOT. That will be one to remember. That means that there will be no Radio Row at Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade. However, the guys who control Radio Row, Scott Hoganson and the crew, have made it very clear in an email that they are looking at another radio event to somehow, and I don't know how they're going to pull it. I don't know what they're thinking on this. I don't know what their mindset is. I don't know how they're planning on doing it. It can certainly be done. I would absolutely be there. But I'm thinking that they might be bringing together the shows that would normally broadcast at SHOT, myself, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and others, in some other format that might be in conjunction with something virtual, maybe. I don't know. We're going to have to keep our eyes on that and watch and see. But I'm interested. I can't wait to see how that shakes down. Boy, I tell you what a crazy wacko year. People were asking about that quite, you know, for the last 6-7 months. What are we going to do with shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade? SHOT. My response, Las Vegas has a $2 billion brand new football stadium there that they won't let anybody in. Do you think for 2 seconds they're going to cram 86,000 people into a convention center that's built between the Sands Convention Center, between the Palazzo and the Venetian, if you know anything about that area of the Strip? It is wall-to-wall people. It is neck and neck. It is boot-to-boot. 86,000 people crammed in for an entire 5 or 6 days. It just wasn't going to happen. I knew it wasn't going to happen. Unfortunately, I was right in that prediction, sadly, because this will be and would have been with this election right after. This show would have been the week of the inauguration. Imagine, because that's what it was like when Obama in 2008, when we went to the shot in 2009 for the inauguration. I was excited for it. I'm hopeful it's going to be a Trump inauguration. I feel very good about that. So it would have been great to be there. And to all of my brethren in the firearms industry and to all of those of you who would have been there, I apologize that we can't get together yet again. But we will very, very, very soon. Lots to tell you about. More headlines to go through with you on this Friday before the most important election in this nation's history. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest. Derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents. They can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
this upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
GunBroker.com studios. It's right here. Carr Arms, Thompson. There's GunBroker.com. I spoke with Patricia Huff at GunBroker today. She will be joining me on Sunday's show. We might have to push that off until next week because of the importance of the upcoming election and the guest lineup. I'll let you know because I don't want to shortchange that list. I can tell you right now that Sheriff Richard Mack will be with us on Sunday for sure. Alan Gottlieb will be with us. That combination right there is, I don't want to cut into any of that time. Neil McCabe will be staying with me on Monday for election on Tuesday, for election analysis throughout the day, for the hour anyway, the day's election analysis, let me put it that way, on the 1 hour Armed American Radio national radio broadcast. Neil is the best of the best. His Washington, D.C. creds are unquestioned. He is simply the best at what he does. He is my go-to guy when it comes to what's happening inside the Beltway, inside the White House, and on Capitol Hill. As a result, Neil McCabe has agreed to spend that solid hour with us on Election Day. So that's going to be a show you do not want to miss, because at the end of the program, you're going to get my final call on what I think is going to happen later that night. And I was spot dead on, short by 6 electoral votes in the last election. And I feel pretty comfortable about where I'm going with that right now. But all of this, just want to let you know, you're in the GunBroker.com studios, you're on the Carr Arms, and coming up on Sunday, it's the Lead Slingers microphone. And I'm not sure which of the microphones is going to be the Lead Slingers microphone yet as we do some growth and some work on the studio. But nonetheless, this is the GunBroker.com studios. This is the Carr Arms Platinum microphone today, and we are all bringing this, all being brought to us by X Insurance. More about that again. You'll notice I've been hitting that pretty hard, and there's a reason for that. All right, let's go back to the SHOT Show. I'm very bummed about the fact that the SHOT Show is not going to occur, but I was prepared for it mentally. I was convinced it wasn't going to happen. No question about it. All right, so are you guys aware? I know you're aware of this. Adam, you guys that are regular listeners, understand this. Supporters, adamant supporters of the Second Amendment, get this. But those of you who might be new to the program, who might be tuning in for the first time on a radio station across the country, did you know that Americans have bought a record 17 plus million guns this year? 17 million firearms this year. Those numbers are off the chart. Oh, wait, before I go any farther, Wolf Blitzer, the idiot that Wolf Blitzer is. Can you believe this? Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer's been on CNN since there's been a CNN. Retire already, Wolf. Come on. Because when you say stupid stuff, Wolf Blitzer last night, see, this just popped in my head. Wolf Blitzer last night wondered why the Philly cops had to shoot to kill and not just shoot to injure. Wolf Blitzer, you're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot. Shoot him in the leg, right? You and Biden are in the same camp on that. Go talk to law enforcement. We're no longer going to waste our time talking. That just proves your idiocy. Anything else that comes out of this guy's mouth, you got to take with a grain of salt, which I know you've been doing anyway. Back to 17 million guns in the hands of America. Now, let's put that in perspective. I've bought guns this year. I already have lots of guns, so I'm included in that number. And it's based off of course, the 4473 NICS checks forms that have been turned in. But we know when we look at this, this is a great estimate. 17 million guns have been purchased. This is a record. These numbers are off the chain. That's why here in the state of Georgia, when you're watching, for example, pick a channel, any channel, and you see in every town for gun safety, sponsored blah, 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 crap, crap, crap. When you see that, it has nothing to do with gun control. It's a healthcare ad. Why? Because 17 million people are buying guns and drugs. It doesn't bode well for their agenda. How bad is it? They can't even talk about their agenda, so they cloak it. Deceitful, deception, it's lies. These are liars. Can you put two and two together and make four out of this? You certainly can. Americans have bought record 17 million guns in a year of unrest. Sales surged in the spring amid coronavirus fears and climbed higher during protests for racial injustice. Let me correct that subheading. That is, the coronavirus fears, it climbed higher. I got to correct this. During riots in Democrat-controlled cities, not protests for racial injustice. Riots in Democrat-controlled cities. We have to take back the vernacular here, okay? This is how we have to combat these lies. Maybe it's Russian disinformation. Gun sales across the United States first jumped in the spring, driven by fears about the coronavirus, Dem panic, and spiked even higher in the summer during massive racial justice protests across the country, prompted by police killings of Black Americans. Oh, boy. I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole today. I have other things to talk about. By August, we have exceeded last year's totals. And you know what? The numbers are continuing to climb every single day. The estimated number of guns sold in the U.S. through the end of September 2020 is, and I'm going to quote, not only more than last year, it's more than any full year in the last 20 years we have records for. That's from Small Arms Analytics. I don't know who they are. I don't care. We know these numbers to be fairly accurate. It doesn't matter where they come from because we've been counting and totaling the NICS background check numbers for years on this program, particularly the last 2 years when it has been record. The previous record for estimated firearms sold in a single year, can you guess when it was? Can you guess? Think about it. I'm going to give you a second. Think about when could it have been? The estimated number was 16.6 million, and it was in 2016. Why is this pertinent? When who was running for president? Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is a what? Communist, Marxist, socialist, acting and trying to be pretend that she's a former Democrat. Hillary Clinton was a gun-grabbing Marxist who told us, without telling us, she told those of us in the know knew what she was saying when she said, I think Australia is the model for, you know, in that screechy voice, that Australia model is the model for the U.S. The Australian model is Biden's model. It's confiscation. We'll go there in just a minute. In the next break, I'm going to tell you about Biden's. His, I don't want to say, well, I guess it could be. It's not. It's his plan. We'll just leave it at it's his plan. Biden's had plans for 47 years. Biden's a yip yapper who's been talking crap as a politician, telling you anything you want to hear, pandering to anybody that he thinks is going to vote for him for nearly a half a century. And all of a sudden he's going to change it. We'll go there in just a few minutes. I don't want to get sidetracked. But the previous record for estimated firearms sold in a single year was 16.6 million in 2016 when Hillary Clinton ran. Is that coincidental to you? Joe Biden, 17 million. Hillary Clinton, 16.6 million. Let's go back to Obama in 2008. Obama said, at the time, we thought Obama was the best gun salesman in the history of this country. We thought, I mean, every gun shop in the country had his picture on the wall. This guy was selling tons of firearms every single time he opened his mouth. Now, the socialist Marxists are out with Beto O'Rourke's. Is this a winning election strategy for 2020? Texas? Any state in the South? Even you Democrats that are buying guns. A lot of hypocrisy there. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, live inside the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms, really cool AT-4040. If you're watching the show on Facebook, or if you want to, you can check it out for the next half hour, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. And on the Car Arms microphone, GunBroker.com studios, I'm drinking some Defender Coffee. It's all being brought to us by X Insurance, DefenderCoffee.com, DefenderCoffee.com. Promo code is AAR. You'll get 15% off. Crossbreed Holsters. Let me say this before we get neck deep into this next segment. Crossbreed Holsters has got some incredible sales going on over at their website, not directly geared to AAR, just awesome sales. 15% off, 20% off. Sales and those numbers are changing and rotating every day. Make sure to check out crossbreedholsters.com and go over and get some of the best of the best. The holsters are the most incredibly comfortable that you'll ever wear. I have a Glock 48 underneath. If you're watching the show, I have like a very, very light sweatshirt on. And underneath, and I have a pair of shorts, and underneath it is a Crossbreed Super Tuck with my Glock 48 in it. That's a fun gun to carry when you're carrying some, you know, if you don't want a larger gun, you don't want to print something, particularly because you're maybe going somewhere where you want to carry really discreetly. You know what I mean? Pick up on that when media matters. Can you guess what I mean? Yeah, someplace that they don't want me to have my firearm, but I'm not violating the law by having it. So take that, okay? But yeah, when you want to carry some, that the Super Tuck, even if it's a full-size gun, disappears on you. And they've got great specials going on. Check it out every day, crossbreedholsters.com. I spoke with Trent over there today. They're all doing great. And all of the Crossbreed family, sends love to the Armed American Radio family. Joe Biden's plan to end our gun violence epidemic. That's what he says on his website. So according to Joe Biden, there's a gun violence epidemic. There's a health crisis in America because gangbangers in Democrat-controlled cities are killing each other in record numbers. That's somehow your fault. And Joe Biden calls it an epidemic. When it's in communist, Marxist, socialist, masquerading as former Democrat-controlled cities. Democrat-controlled cities. Let that sink in. Joe Biden knows the first line. It's hard to get, I mean, the first sentence of this stuff on the website. Joe Biden knows that gun violence is a public health epidemic. Joe Biden goes on to say that he's taken on the National Rifle Association on the national stage and won twice. Joe Biden thinks he's fighting a building on Waples Mill Road in Fairfax, Virginia. Joe Biden is wrong. You see, the NRA is not a building. And for that matter, maybe Joe hasn't paid much attention to the fact that the NRA is having its struggles right now. This has nothing to do with the NRA. The NRA isn't buying 17 million new guns. You are. I am. They are. They are. We all are. Take that on, Joe Biden. Here's what he wants to do. Now, we've talked about this, and some might say ad nauseum. Tough. Because there are people listening today that have not heard this information. And I'm going to cover, I'm going to highlight the points that you have to know going into Tuesday. If you're sitting on the fence, I don't know anybody that's sitting on a fence. Maybe you are. But if this is your issue, or it could be your issue, I want you to pay careful attention to me right now. Number one, Joe Biden wants to hold gun manufacturers accountable. That's the first highlight, hold gun manufacturers accountable. What does that mean? Joe Biden wants to be able to sue gun manufacturers out of business. How would I know that? Can I really make that guess? Joe Biden has taken on the NRA, on the national stage and won twice, he says. In 93, he shepherded through Congress the Brady Handgun Prevention Act, which established the background check system that has since kept more than 3 million firearms out of dangerous hands, they claim. In 94, Biden, along with Senator Dianne Feinstein, secured the passage of a 10-year ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. As president, Joe Biden will defeat the NRA again, except Joe Biden lost because that bill sunsetted after 10 years. Joe Biden also knows how to make progress on reducing gun violence. Now, Joe Biden has been in Washington 47 straight points. This is laughable. 47 years. He was in the White House with Barack Obama for 8 years, almost a decade. And as Trump would say, it wasn't that long ago, Joe. 3¾ of a year ago, Joe. Why didn't you do it, Joe? Because it's nothing but a bunch of hype and crap. Joe Biden knows how to make progress on reducing gun violence using executive action. That means Joe Biden knows how to go around the Constitution to subvert your right to keep and bear arms. It's right here on the pages. I'm not making this stuff up. After the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2002, President Obama tasked Vice President Biden with developing both legislative proposals and executive actions, of which he signed over 25 of them, to make our community safer. You mean Democrat-controlled cities where the violence occurs. Has it worked? Has it worked? Chicago, St. Louis, Baltimore, L.A., Portland, Seattle? Has it worked? New York? Is it working? I mean, this stuff, it's hard to read this stuff. In my case, Angry Mark just wants to start poking out the door. As a result of this effort, the Obama-Biden administration took more than 24 actions, including narrowing the so-called gun show loophole, which, by the way, is non-existent. We'll go there in a second. Increasing the number of records in the background check system and expanding funding for mental health services. We'll go there, too. That pops up in a subsequent one. He says it's within our grasp to end gun violence epidemic. He should again, there's got to be a caveat there. In Democrat-run cities that have been Democrat-run cities for decades, but they don't want to do that because they're Democrats. As president, Biden will pursue constitutional, common sense, gun safety policy. So I guess Biden wants to institute federal mandated gun safety courses where we can all learn proper gun safety. Is that what he's talking about here? No, it's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about cramming it down your throat and up your neck. Biden, he said, didn't vote for the Lawful Protection of Commerce and Arms Act. Proudly didn't. That's what gives protections to the gun manufacturers from this type of activity that Joe Biden is talking about. Suing Ford because of the actions of a drunk driver. Suing Bursa. Suing Glock because a criminal who backed a stolen Dodge Durango into a wall of my local gun shop three times, and it's on camera, then scattered through the store for 118 seconds, bashing store shelves, stealing that Glock that he then sells to another gangbanger scumbag in a Democrat-controlled city by the name of Atlanta, where that gun is then used to rob somebody. Glock is somehow responsible in Joe Biden's eyes and should be sued. This is lunacy. In 2005, then Senator Biden voted against the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, but gun manufacturers successfully lobbied Congress to secure its passage. This law protects these manufacturers from being held civilly liable for their products. No, it does not. If I buy that Glock and it explodes in my hand because of a defect and I lose my hand up to my elbow, Glock is going to pay me a ton of money. But not if a criminal shoves a gun in my face and kills me. That's not Glock's fault. How much time do I have left, Sean? Can you tell me? 20 seconds. All right. That's a good place to stop right there. Because when we come back, I'm going to march through the list for you. Some of them we'll spend some time on. Others we won't. Yes, it's the fastest hour in radio. Yes, I know we've only got 8 minutes when we come back, but we're going to make the best of it. We're going to highlight the ones that matter to you. I hope I'm making my point here. Hell, I didn't get through the first two paragraphs. But we will when we come back. This is what's at stake on Tuesday. Tuesday. Today's Friday. Count with me, liberals. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. 4 whole days. Back right after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses classes are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. I have in my hands here a policy from Prime Insurance, which underwrites and owns X Insurance, which is the suite of products. As you know, this program is being brought to you and presented to you by X Insurance every single day. And I've made some pretty bold statements over the last few days live on the radio. And I will continue to do that for a reason, because I believe what I'm telling you. For the last year and a half, I have had not had any concealed carry, some coverage for myself. Why? Well, because I didn't like what was out there. And I know enough about, I don't want membership plans for me. Okay, there's a very public lawsuit going on in federal court right now where a company was, the insurance company walked away from the membership company and is not covering the individual who is claiming self-defense, and the self-defense claim is being allowed into court as her defense by the judge. And it is 100% legit. And the company who was the member company that owned the policy made a statement, their lawyer made a statement to the judge that says, well, we didn't write the policy, you know, we didn't negotiate it. So That's your defense? I mean, the whole website is based on not that. And I chose, no, I don't want member coverage. I don't have membership type third party things for my house, my cars, my life, my health. And I don't want it when I'm possibly looking at going to prison, which honestly scares the living crap out of me. Okay? I'm old enough to remember watching the Scared Straight TV shows when I was a kid. I didn't want nothing to do with them guys. There's no way I wanted to go live in that house. Not for one night, not for one lifetime. Okay, that kept me on the straight and narrow when I was a kid. The fact of the matter is, when my butt's on the line because I made a decision to use a firearm to defend myself and an overzealous prosecutor is trying to make me their neighbors, no, no, no. I want something that I know I can count on and trust that's going to be there for me because it's written for me. And they wrote it based on the discussion we had, custom built for me because of my needs. Okay. So I believe personally that the membership type plans, they're on their way out. Why? Because there's superior products out there. This is it. AM best rated, A plus carrier, AM best rated, A carrier, not A plus. Let me correct myself. It's an AM best, A rated carrier. insurance company. Best of the best that's out there. Recognized by the recognized recognizer of that. That's the AM Best company. And they've written the policy, which is right down there. I just dropped it over there. For me specifically, and the coverages that I have are up to four times higher than what you can get. And their legitimate coverage is written in my name. This is my policy in my name. So when my arse is on the line, my policy and the company that wrote it are going to go to work for me and bat for me. And I don't have to worry that somebody else's insurer who has a policy in their name may or may not be there to cover me. I don't want that for, I don't want that. It's not the product I want for my, so please, when I ask you to do these things, if you're carrying a firearm, these are dangerous times out here. I don't have to tell you that. If you're not carrying a gun right now, well, maybe you should reconsider that. Many millions of your American neighbors are making the decision to do so. John Lott will tell you at the Crime Prevention Research Center, CPRC.org, by the way, to help them out. 20 plus million now, concealed carry permit holders, 20 plus million. And that's permits. That's not including the 16 plus states, 17, depending on how you read one of the state's laws, that are constitutional carry. There are millions of Americans carrying without a permit. And let's not forget those law-abiding citizens that are carrying in violation of the permitting requirements because they have a God-given right to keep and bear arms. And the Second Amendment really, truly is their concealed carry permit. There are millions upon millions upon millions of Americans carrying firearms right now. This type of policy is available to you. It's been written by these guys for years and years and years. Don't trust it to anything less. Trust it to a company that has your back, that's AM Best rated, just like your homeowners, just like your automobile, okay? The goodies, the training stuff, that's fine. That's all great. That's great. You can go get all that stuff all day long. You can get it from any source you want. But when it comes to the insurance policy, I want the thing in my name. X Insurance. That's why we're partnered. We're partners with X. We're doing things behind the scenes together to make sure that people like you get the word out there that this product is available to you, that it doesn't have to be the other way. And I know that's so many of you are thinking, wow, that's no, it's a superior product. That cover, this is what I've been waiting for the last year and a half, and I'm blessed to have found it, and I'm honored and blessed to be able to bring it to you and partner with such a great company that has your back, okay? So call them, xinsurance.com, and you can, there's a lot more coming out about that in the very near future. All right, I'm sorry I got off on a tangent about that. It's so vital and so important. All right, get weapons of war off our streets, Joe Biden wants to do. How? By banning the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Domestically, wipe the industry out, ban them, period. Then through executive action, Joe Biden will, quote, use his executive authority to ban the importation of assault weapons. That means the modern sporting rifle, the AR-15 platform, the AK-47 platform that you have in your safe. And there are tens of millions of them out in the wild. What's he going to do about those? He's going to regulate the possession of existing assault weapons under the National Firearms Act. That means he's going to classify your semi-automatic weapons, which is going to be any semi-automatic rifle, not just the AR. You see, the communist Marxist socialist left classifies every semi-automatic rifle as an assault rifle. As a result, go back and listen to that Jeopardy question. Bolt action, AR, assault rifle. See Washington, see California. They're going to regulate you and make you register your firearms under the National Firearm Act as if they were machine guns. And then the third step he wants to, and I quote, buy back the assault weapons and high-capacity magazines already in our communities. Yeah, buy them back. He never owned them in the first place, but now he knows where they are. Now he's coming after them. He's going to force a buyback. That is what Hillary Clinton said was the Australian model that she thought was great for the United States. That's confiscation of your firearms. Then they want to reduce the stockpiling of weapons. In order to reduce the stockpiling of firearms, Biden supports legislation restricting the number of firearms an individual may purchase per month to one. Can you buy just one book a month, Joe? Maybe one Bible, Joe? Keep guns out of dangerous hands. The federal background check system he wants to go into and change it. How? He wants to require background checks for all gun sales. And he uses his phony number today, an estimated, that's how they get around it, estimated. 1 in 5 firearms are sold or transferred without a background check. How the hell do you know that, Joe? If there's no background check, where are you getting that number? Oh, you're getting that from a Bloomberg-backed, billionaire-backed organization. That's fake news, and you spread it incessantly with impunity. It's a fake number. They have no idea what that number is, because every time you buy a gun at a federally licensed dealer, you have to get a background check. That's how we know there are 17 million guns on the streets. This is not rocket science, okay? It makes you just want to go like cartoon character. The hell these people are thinking. Close other loopholes in the federal background check system. The boyfriend loophole. We don't have time to even talk about these made up things. Reinstate the Obama-Biden policy to keep guns out of the hands of certain people who unable to manage their affairs for mental reasons, which President Trump reversed. That means your mother or father on Social Security who might ask you to handle their funds for them because they're just not as good with numbers at 88 years old. He wants to take their guns from them. Take them from them. We're running out of time. Close the hate crime loophole. Close the Charleston loophole. Close the Charleston loophole. Close the fugitive from justice loophole. Have you heard of all these loopholes? End the online sale of firearms and ammunition. He will make sure that you have to get a background check on it's. I'm running out of time. Incentivize extreme risk laws means pay your governor to red flag your tail. Armed American Radio is going to get up and do it again on Sunday on the Monster Cast. Until then, Monday, Sunday's Monster Cast, Monday show, Tuesday, the election. I love you. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.